I literally am the, I wrote the book on happiness. I remember being around some happy people and people who identified as being happy. And I remember thinking to myself or asking myself the question at the time, am I happy? And if you get a chance, I wrote a story called Honk If You're Happy. It was actually republished by the Norman Vincent Peale. So Norman Vincent Peale? No, it wasn't Norman Vincent Peale. Anyway, it was a big organization like that. They did millions of copies and distributed it around the world. But it was called Honk If You're Happy. And it's in my book, Complaint-Free World. What occurred to me, though, in that experience is that it was truly someone trying to remind themselves that there is happiness in the world. This man's wife was dying of cancer, and he wanted her to know that there was still happiness in the world. So he had put a sign up by the road because there was a little bit of woods between their house and the road, not much. And it was one of the main entrances and exits into Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So millions of people went by there. So he put a sign that said, honk if you're happy. And that was the first time that I ever considered the idea that happiness is a choice, or even to ask myself if I was happy. Now, I'm going to use the term not in the way of race, but in socioeconomic terms. I grew up as a person of privilege. And so we had boats and motorcycles and cars and all kinds of stuff. And I went to the best schools, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And yet happy, I never really even thought about. Our family never discussed that we were happy. In fact, most of the time we seemed to be pretty miserable, which I think was a way for paying for our guilt for having such a good life. Think about that for a moment. I've thought about that. And I really think part of our discord was sort of a, well, you know, as long as you're not too happy, it's okay to have all this stuff. And so anyway, never really engaged the question of happiness. And I do remember, though, in that Honk If You're Happy story, and I went and actually visited the man, and he introduced me to his wife, who was on her way to making her life's transition. And talking with her, and she, truly, this woman just glowed with happiness, even though she was somewhat in her final days of living. We thought there's a postscript that you'll have to read it in the book. The point I'm wanting to discuss with you this morning is that not only is happiness a choice, there's a number of things we can do. I've written two books on happiness. I've literally written the book on happiness. Am I happy all the time? No. Not by a long shot. Am I happy most of the time? Yes, absolutely. Am I happy compared to how happy I was 10 or 15 years ago? No comparison. Absolutely no comparison. And so I want to talk with you this morning about happiness, and especially how we might try and maintain happiness during the pandemic and during all that's going on. I live in Florida. Florida was very quick to open up all the bars. I remember I live, as you know, in Key Largo on the Sound here, Blackwater Sound, and the Caribbean Club, which is where the movie Key Largo was filmed with Humphrey Bogart, is two doors up from me. And it was one of the first things that opened. And boy, I could, after silence for 6 weeks, all of a sudden, that's all I could hear. And now everything is starting to shut down. Bars can open, they just can't sell alcohol. You know, that's like saying a church can open, it just can't pray. So anyway, happiness is indeed a choice. And during this time right now, with people opening up, shutting down, everybody is feeling whipsawed, I'm sure, with getting conflicted evidence, I will call it that, on whether or not we should wear masks, on etc. It's a very stressful time. And again, it's a very uncertain time. So can we be happy during this time? Yes, we can be happier if we make certain choices. So today I want to give you a few practical things that I learned in the writing of these two books. Happy This Year, by the way, is sort of my journey in towards and becoming a happier person. Happy Stories, because Happy This Year did well. Daniel and I worked on this book. That's why I wanted to acknowledge Daniel. Daniel and I actually worked on these books. And Happy This Year is sort of my own journey, but I put it towards you, you know, what things that you can learn and do. But Happy Stories, I was asked to find and interview 50 of the happiest people in the world. And a lot of them were people that were right around me or people that I had known, but many of them were around the world. And I asked each of them for their happiness advice, and their top three takeaways are in there. So there's actually, from each person, so there's 150 tips on becoming happy. Now, why am I bringing all this up? Because I'm going to give you some tips on things you can do to be happier. Okay, one of the challenges we make, one of the things that we do is we say, I want to be happy, but we don't even know what happy is. We don't know where it feels in our body, etc. So one of the things we've got to do is we've got to actually ask ourselves, are we happy, and where do we feel happiness in our bodies? In my book, Happy This Year, I call it your happy stat. We all have a happy stat. We all have a setting. We all have, it's like a, temperature, thermostat in your home. That's where I got the name, was thermostat, happy stat. We all have a happy stat that we naturally settle back to, somewhere between a 1 and a 10. 1 is we're miserable, terribly unhappy, etc., etc. We're Eeyore, okay? And 10, we're ecstatically off the charts. Nothing bothers us. We're just happy and bouncing around the room. We're Tigger. So I've never made this comparison before, but I'm doing it live right now, and it feels really good. So on the Eeyore to Tigger scale, where are you? And then one of the things that you want to realize is that that is actually a bit of a choice. So if you're on a, you know, from an Eeyore to a Tigger, if you're on your happy stat scale, a 1 to a 10, you're somewhere around a 4, let's say. Realize that that's your natural setting. Don't get upset with yourself because you're not happier than you should be. People do that. They actually take themselves to task for not being happy, and then they can't understand why they're not happy. So one of the things you want to do is to decide where on the happy stat level, where on the Tigger to Eeyore or the Eeyore to Tigger scale are you? Are you a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? And then ask yourself, what would you feel like and what would your life look like if you just bumped it up 2 points? If you're normally a 4, what would a 5 or a 6 be like? How would you live your life? When we meditate, one of the things in our complaint-free meditation program is we always try and project the good feelings and the experiences that we have during our meditation onto our lives. I call this overlaying, such that when we experience challenges, we've already gone through them in a meditative state and we're not as reactive. When we are setting our goals or our happy stat goal, one of the things to do is just bump it up a couple of points. We don't want to try and shoot for euphoria because then we'll use our egos. Oh, God. Our egos, thank you very much, will beat us up for it. I feel like I'm back in the studio in the building where Daniel worked in recording the audiobooks for Happy This Year and Happy Stories. By the way, Happy This Year, as I've said before, one of my greatest accomplishments, nominated for an Audi Award for best audiobook narrated by an author. You can still get it wherever audiobooks are sold. You can get it as a book as well. Anyway, enough of that, other than to say you have a happy stat. Where are you? Where would you like to be? How would it look and feel if you were there? That's tip number one. Acknowledge your happy stat. I wanted to go back and think about all the 150 tips plus the book and see which ones came to my mind without me even having to do some research. And these are the ones I'm sharing with you today. You have a happy stat. Where is it? Where do you want it to be? That's number one. Number two is compare yourself to others. What? Yeah. Compare yourself to others. This is one of the surprising things I learned about happiness, and I got it over and over and over again. Happy people do indeed compare themselves to others. And this is the interesting thing, but only to people who have it worse off than them. Let me say that again. Happy people compare themselves to others, but only people who have themselves worse off than them. Let's do the, not the corollary, but the ancillary, I guess it would be. I can't remember the terms from school, but the opposite side of that. That would be that unhappy people compare themselves to people who have it better than them. Boom. There's a, I have a friend who is, he was born tall and outrageously handsome, and he's never lost a hair in his entire life. He inherited a pharmaceutical company from his grandparents and has spent his life traveling the world and using his money to enhance the family fortune by buying up other companies and everything. And so he literally, if there's a top thing in the world or a sporting event, he's on the front row. And I love him, and he's a great guy, and he's actually a very sweet person. And when I think about him, sometimes I'm like, my ego goes like this. Why? Because it compares the things that he has that I don't have. And so one of the things that, as I say, happy people do is they actually think of, well, at least I'm not blah, blah, blah. I know that sounds terrible, but it is a truism. Don't get upset with me. Just consider the truth that statistically happy people tend to compare themselves to others, but others who have it worse than them. So if you're struggling with your relationship, say, well, and I can give you a great example, as I've shared with you before. You all know that I'm going through a divorce, and when Marty left me and I was still just walking around punch drunk and feeling like, oh, like this about life. And I went and saw my accountant and found out that his wife was dying of cancer. All of a sudden, I didn't feel so bad. So compare yourself to people who have it worse off than you. When you're feeling a little bit of a pity party about a situation that you're experiencing, at least I'm not blank. You don't have to go around telling people that. You certainly don't want to acknowledge it to the other person, but it let it soothe your own soul and make yourself happy. So number one, what's your happy stat level? Where do you want it to be? Number two, compare yourself to others, but only people who have it worse off than you. Number three, I'm going to kick this dog around the block. Exercise, 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 exercise. I noticed Monday morning I wasn't feeling as chipper as I normally do, and I didn't exercise to the level that I normally do on Sunday. And so I went out, did a yoga class, woke up this morning feeling great. I'm leaving here, going to another yoga class at 10:30 this morning. So remember, when they test the efficacy of, what do you call them? I can't think of the term's not coming to me right now. Antidepressants. When they measure the efficacy of antidepressants, they measure how it compares to exercise and talk therapy. Exercise and talk therapy. So exercise is a major component of trying not to be unhappy and depressed. Exercise. Get out there, sweat. Enough said. The last thing I want to say is, declare yourself to be happy, and I want to give you a fun little task to do today. Today, work the following phrase, you know what I'm happy about, into your conversation 10 times today. Doesn't have to be with the same person, but with 10 people. You know what I'm happy about today? And remind yourself that you are happy. I know these all sound like pithy little things, and they are. The truth of it is, happy people, truly happy people, have not figured out esoteric things that you don't know. They've just applied them. So I invite you today, acknowledge what your happy stat level is. How happy are you on a level scale of 1 to 10? Where do you want to be and what would it feel like? Number two, compare yourself to others, especially those who have it worse off than you. Number three, get out and exercise today. You will not feel like it ever. I am not excited about going to the yoga class. I'm excited about after the yoga class. That's just a truism. And lastly, declare yourself to be happy by working into your conversation 10 times today. You know what I'm happy about? It's going to help you a lot. Let me close by getting you all to give me your final comments and questions, and thanking you all for those of you who like and share this page every day. If you haven't liked my page, please like it. I want to thank Jerome Johnson, Patty Gay Young, and several others of you whose names I could not see who shared yesterday's Jumpstart. Be sure and do that. Any closing comments, questions, observations, I want to thank all of you for being with me today. Tomorrow we're going to talk about, let me see, I'll have to scroll all the way down to it, but it won't take me but a second. There we go. Gunny sacking. Yes. gunny sacking and how not to do it. Jeanette Cardoza says, hola. Lisa Bartel says, good morning. Once again, if you're having any trouble accessing this live on a daily basis, we're going to figure that out. Let me know. Just post in here what happens specifically. That way I'll know what I'm addressing. I'm happy addressing. Tammy Brown says, I am happy I joined this morning. Me too. My goal is to make you happier every single day when you are with me, to remind you that there's reason to be hopeful, there's reason to be happy, and that you are in charge of where you end up. Lisa Bartel says, good morning, pig friends. All right, everybody, our complaint-free meditation group starts in 7 minutes. Once again, this is going to be the image that we're going to be discharging to. I always call it discharging when we meditate, because we are actually discharging all that energy that gets pent up in us in a daily basis. Thanks everybody for being with us. Thanks for liking and sharing. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Remember, you are in charge of today. Enjoy today and share today's jumpstart with other people. Help them to feel as helpful, hopeful, and happy as you do. And I'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy today. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free